And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Couples like lovable and practical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. This program is presented by the makers of Philips Milk of Magnesia tablets, the concentrated form of Philips Milk of Magnesia. These convenient little tablets contain the equivalent of a full teaspoon of the liquid Philips and act with its same quick effectiveness in neutralizing the excess acidity of your stomach. Wonderful for children, Philips Milk of Magnesia tablets bring soothing relief in cases of indigestion or other upsets arising from excess stomach acidity. Only 25 cents at any drugstore for a handy pocket-sized tin. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Lorenzo has promised Belle not to invent until her broken ankle is mended. But in the meantime, he'll be cook, housekeeper, and nurse, and stick to his job at the garage. But when Nick Peabody reminds Lorenzo that he already has an idea for an invention, and that if he sold it for a lump sum of cash, it would solve all his problems, Lorenzo is tempted. He and Belle need money badly. He's tired of being a kitchen slave. On Friday, Nick told Lorenzo that he had met a Mr. Corbett, who was looking for ideas and persuaded Lorenzo to agree to talk to Mr. Corbett today. Now in the Jones bedroom, we find Lorenzo and Belle. Lorenzo is making Belle's bed.
Golly, I'm getting so I can make this bed with you in it without half trying.
Yes, you do very well, dear.
I said to Jim at the garage this morning, it's amazing the hidden talents I have. Now you can lean back, Bill. I always knew I was an inventor. Something of a poet, but cooking and keeping house and being a trained nurse.
Yes, that's true, dear.
But you fall and break your ankle and have to go to bed, and before you know it, I am rustling meals, cleaning the house, bringing your pills as if I've been doing it all my life.
No, the quilt first and then the skirt, dear.
Oh. You know what? Oh, yeah. Jim, I said, if Irma had broken her ankle and was poised to combat, would you be able to produce chops and peas and apple pie? Well, you know, Jim, he hates to give credit for anything.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
I said anyone can open a can of peas and buy a pie and boil a chop, or words to that effect.
Well, now, never mind, dear. I'm very proud of you.
Are you?
Yes, I am. There's just one thing. You know, there are several meats which are as easy to prepare as chops. I mean, we've had chops every night this week.
Oh.
And, as for the pie, I don't know where you got it, but...
Are you comfortable now, Belle?
What? Oh, yes, dear.
Then I'll bring you a glass of water and get on with my chores. I'm sorry the water isn't homemade. It comes from the city supply, but tomorrow I'll dig a well in our backyard.
Oh, darling.
You sure you don't want anything else? A slab of Charlotte Russe or a pickled lark, son?
But, dear, now, how can you be so silly?
Silly? I slave at the garage all day. Slave in the house when I come home at night, and what thanks do I get? The meals are no good. There's dust under the beds, and when I give you an alcohol rub, you say I tickled you.
Oh, now, that's nonsense. It's not true. I'm just teasing you, dear. No, now, don't go away. Sit down on the bed, sir. Shall I tell you the truth about yourself? You're the most capable, thoughtful, attentive, tantalizing husband a woman ever had.
You really mean that, Belle?
Yes, darling. If I weren't so worried, I'd almost enjoy being in bed so you can take care of me.
Well, why are you so worried?
Why? Well, how can I help it, dear?
Well, but...
We haven't any money. We have all sorts of added expenses. How are we going to manage? I talked to Madison says that there's a chance in 50 that I'll be up by Christmas, but it's only a chance, and I probably won't be able to go back to work till after the new year.
Oh, something will turn up.
What, Lorenzo?
I mean, I'm keeping my nose to the grindstone. I'm doing the best I can.
Yes, I suppose you are. And I'm not blaming you. So long as you do keep your nose to the grindstone. That's my one comfort. For a while, though, I thought that because I'm here in bed, not able to watch her, that you take advantage of it and go back to invest.
Oh, I don't.
Well, that's what I say. It's my one comfort. I know that in spite of the pressure that's on you, in spite of what Nick Peabody or anybody else might say, that you'll keep your promise. It may seem like an ideal time to try to sell an invention and make a quick killing, but there's always a risk involved here, and we can't afford to lose a single penny.
Hey, sure, absolutely, Belle.
You know, if we had a little money, do you know what I do about Christmas presents, Lorenzo?
No.
What Irma and Mrs. Peabody and several of the people in town are doing. I did defense bonds and things.
Is that what Irma's doing?
Mm-hmm. She told me about it today. She and Jim decided that it was a patriotic thing to do. They decided they'd spend their money in a way that would help the country. And, you know, I think they're right. I can't imagine anything I'd rather have for a Christmas present, whether it was defense bonds for $18.75 or a defense stamp for 10 cents.
Oh, well, I agree, Belle. Especially now. Mm. Why... When you give up a bond or a stamp, you're giving the gift of freedom and liberty. Because that's what the money from these bonds and stamps will buy, you know. It'll be spent to supply our men with the things they need to fight for our country. The ships and the planes and the guns and the tanks that'll keep America free. And each of us, in our small way, can do our part.
Exactly, Lorraine.
Oh, will you excuse me? I'd like to get through with the house. I want to step out for a minute.
Step out?
Yeah, I have a date with Nick at 8:30. He's calling for me.
For heaven's sake, I can take an innocent walk with Nick, can't I? If it is innocent.
Well, besides, I want to see the baby. I haven't been over there in several days.
Oh, I think you ought to see him, Lorenzo. You know, they're having money troubles, too. I suppose that's why Nick is so anxious to have you invent or cook up a fancy scheme.
For the last time, he isn't, Belle. Oh, there, that's Nick now. Are you all right? You don't need anything?
No. But wait a minute, dear. Kiss me goodbye.
Oh.
You are a darling, Lorenzo.
So are you, Belle.
I don't want you to ever think that I'm not grateful for you, that I don't appreciate how hard this is for you. I do.
Yeah, I know.
And if I'm cross and keep reminding you of your promise to me, well, lying in bed all day and worrying isn't easy.
Oh, sure. I think nothing of it, Belle.
After all, I do trust you. I know you won't do anything to upset me and make us both unhappy, will you?
No, certainly not.
Goodbye, darling.
Yeah, goodbye. Shall I shut the door?
No, you can leave it open.
Okay. All right, I'm coming. Be right down. Hello, Nick. Wait a minute. I need my hat. Okay.
Well, how are you, Mr. Jones?
How am I? I'm all right, except that I feel like biting out my tongue.
But
if you think that I enjoy telling lies to Belle and deceiving her, you are mistaken. For 2 cents, I'd call the whole thing off right now.
Oh, but Mr. Jones, you can't do that. Why, Mr. Corbett's waiting for us.
I'll let him wait.
Besides, you aren't really deceiving Mrs. Jones. She doesn't want you to sell an invention because you usually have to risk some money. But this won't cost you a single penny.
Are you sure, Nick?
Oh, absolutely. I talked to Mr. Corbett, told him about the triangular pie knife. He said that if he liked the drawing, he'd sell it for you outright.
Oh, well, unless I can sell the pie knife outright without putting up a cent, the dealer's off, Nick. Where are we meeting Miss Corbett?
At the hotel, in the lobby. He's staying there overnight.
Oh, this is a very practical and amusing idea.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think so, Mr. Corbett.
Now, what did I tell you, Mr. Jones?
Triangular pie knife which cuts the portions evenly. Huh? Well, I know of several manufacturers who'd be glad to put it on the market.
Well, now, see, that's what I want, Mr. Corbett. In the past, I have foolishly tried to market my own invention. But this time, I'll be content with a small lump sum.
Oh, I agree with you. But now, when you say small, exactly what do you mean? As I see it, this pie knife is worth a good deal.
Oh, you really think so?
Yes. The kind of thing that almost any housewife would buy.
You see? And you were ready to give it up, Mr. Jones.
Well, only because I thought I'd have to spend money and time on it, Nick, and betray the little woman.
Well, it's my business to find new household ideas, and I'd say that you hit on a very good thing.
In that case, I'm satisfied, Mr. Carver.
Good. Now, shall we talk business? Taking out the details?
Sure, sure.
Now, you've sold me on the pie knife. Now, my job is to sell the best possible manufacturer. Act as your agent, right?
Right.
I have half a dozen manufacturers in mind. What I usually do is send two models of the invention to each one of them and wait for results.
That's a very good way.
So now, all you have to do is sign a little contract saying you've hired me as your agent, make up the models, get them to me as fast as you can.
Uh-huh. Oh, did you say I have to make up the models?
Why, of course.
Oh, I hadn't figured on that. I thought this drawing of the knife would do.
Drawing?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. Well, the drawing's all right for me because I've been able to sit here and talk to you for a couple of hours. But you can't pay personal calls on all the manufacturers.
But
now, they'll each have to have a couple of models. We'll need a dozen at least. Now, surely you can manage that.
Well, see, ordinarily I could, but I'm thinking of the time it'll take and the expense.
Expense? $50.
$50?
That's all. Just to buy the metals and any extra tools that you might need.
But
and as for time, well, you ought to be able to make a model a day if you work all day.
Well, I haven't got all day. I mean, I have a job and
a job?
Yeah.
Surely this is more important than any daily job. Remember, you're going to make a lot of money, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, but you said that there wouldn't be any risk.
Well, I meant it. It's a sure thing.
You're willing to risk a mere $50 to make $50,000, Mr. Jones.
Oh, well, certainly. You always have to risk a penny to make... Oh, no. This is terrible.
But, Mr. Jones...
What about Belle and my promise to her? And I haven't got $50. I have to take it out of the housekeeping money and heaven knows what for an impractical, fantastic scheme.
Did you say impractical?
Yeah. I was quoting Bell.
You think it over, Mr. Jones. I don't know your record as an inventor, what your past experiences have been, but this is no time to be cautious.
Cautious?
That's right. If you don't take this opportunity, it'll be like throwing away a sum of money that would set you up for the rest of your life, Mr. Jones.
Lorenzo is wavering again. Is Mr. Corbett right? Is this the one time when Lorenzo should take a risk in order to make a fortune? If you are annoyed with acid indigestion, do as thousands of people are now doing. Carry a box of Phillips Milk of Magnesia tablets in your pocket or purse. Then, whenever you feel discomfort coming on, take several of them and alkalize the excess acidity of your stomach. In all probability, you have had experience with Phillips Milk of Magnesia in liquid form. You know how effective it is, how it's rated one of the most effective known alkalizers or neutralizers of excess stomach acid. Phillips Milk of Magnesia tablets offer you the same effectiveness in convenient, concentrated form. Little tablets scarcely larger than aspirin tablets. Each contains the equivalent of a full teaspoon of liquid Phillips. They are delightful to take, for they taste like peppermint candy. And anybody who uses them will tell you they work wonders. You can get a big box of Phillips Milk of Magnesia tablets at any drugstore for 25 cents. Pick one up today. For family use, there is also an economical 200-tablet bottle. The makers of Phillips Milk of Magnesia tablets invite you to listen in tomorrow at this time for the next episode of the story of Lorenzo Jones.
Would you like to have a smile that charms and attracts? Teeth that add to rather than detract from your social and business success? If you would, why not clean your teeth at home the way your dentist almost invariably does when you go to him? With powder. Get a can of Dr. Lyon's tooth powder today. Try it. See to your own amazement what it does.